Salam sejahtera, anda bersama saya Rizal Zulkarpi dan ini Awani Global. Baru-baru ini Perdana Menteri Israel Benjamin Netanyahu dan juga Presiden Amerika Syarikat Donald Trump mengumumkan satu perjanjian yang disifatkan sebagai perjanjian abad ini untuk mendamaikan Israel dan Palestin. Dan perjanjian tersebut dilihat berat sebelah kerana ia hanya melibatkan Israel dan juga tanpa wakil daripada Palestin untuk membincangkan bentuk negara baru, bentuk kawasan baru kedua negara tersebut, Palestin dan juga Israel. Dan juga kita ingin melihat kepada perincian perjanjian 181 muka surat yang diterajui oleh menantu Presiden Trump sendiri, Jared Kushner, yang juga penasihat kanan kepada Presiden Amerika Syarikat, dan juga bagaimanakah impaknya perjanjian ini kepada usaha untuk mendamaikan Israel dan juga Palestin, dan juga bagaimanakah caranya untuk bergerak ke hadapan susulan daripada penentangan daripada Palestin ke atas perjanjian ini. Kita akan bersama dengan Muslim Imran, pertubuhan ataupun daripada Pertubuhan Kebudayaan Palestin Malaysia PIKOM, dan juga Timbalan Pengerusi 2 Jawatankuasa Penganjur Liga Ahli Parlimen untuk Al-Quds, serta Syarul Ahmad Muhammad Sari daripada Pertubuhan IKRAM Malaysia, IKRAM, dan setiausaha persidangan ataupun penganjuran persidangan Liga Ahli Parlimen untuk Al-Quds. Muslim, pertama sekali kita ingin melihat kepada perjanjian 181 muka surat ini dan ia terus ditolak oleh warga Palestin kerana tidak mempunyai sebarang wakil daripada parti politik Palestin ataupun pemimpin Palestin sendiri. Dan ia disifatkan sebagai satu perjanjian yang dilihat akan mewujudkan satu suasana apartheid untuk warga Palestin sendiri. Mungkin Muslim boleh terangkan perincian tersebut dan juga apakah yang sangat tidak disukai berkenaan dengan perjanjian berkenaan, kerana konflik yang terjadi sejak tahun 1940-an ini, ketika ini ada satu timbul satu titik penyelesaian, wujud titik penyelesaian tersebut, tapi ia ditolak oleh warga Palestin. Bagaimana Muslim melihat?
You see, for the Palestinian people, it was a very clear stand. We all reject the deal of the century because the Palestinians have been excluded from these discussions from the beginning. And even if they were included, they realized that the American administration is proposing a right-wing Israeli solution or resolution. The Israelis have been talking for so long about the expulsion of the rest of the Palestinians from Palestine and about the imposition of some sort of an apartheid-like system, and we have seen that in the recently endorsed Nation State Act in Israeli Parliament. The Palestinians are now becoming a nation under the subjugation and domination of the Israeli authorities. So it was a very clear stand for the Palestinians. We had no choice but to reject this deal because it does not respect the basic rights of the Palestinians. You see, the Palestinian refugees will be affected by this. The 7 million Palestinian refugees will be discredited. The right of return will be cancelled and they will not be welcome to come back to their homeland. Mm-hmm. The Palestinians in so-called Israel are also going to be undermined because they are going to be forced out of their homeland to join the new Bantustan, which is supposed to become the Palestinian state. Mm-hmm. The Palestinians in the West Bank are going to live under a direct Israeli subjugation, and they will become the subjects of Israeli settlers' wishes and wills. If the Palestinians in the West Bank decide to travel from one city to another, they have to get the permit of the Israeli border control authorities. And the Palestinians in Gaza will continue to live in under embargo because this plan was very clear in its rejection of the Palestinian right of choosing their own leadership. So the Palestinians everywhere rejected this deal. And on top of all of that, we all knew from the beginning that Jerusalem was not going to be a center for the future Palestinian state, and it was not going to be the capital of Palestine. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that President Trump is telling the Palestinians, you can choose any part of the neighboring towns and call it Jerusalem, and we will open an embassy for you there? It's so humiliating. Mm-hmm. I can't understand why would the American administration undermine decades of United Nations multilateral efforts, mm-hmm, in order to come up with such a proposal which basically serves the interests of the extreme right wing in Israel. Not even the left wing in Israel would approve such a ridiculous plan.
Dan Syarul, kenapa Syarul rasa plan ini diumumkan pada ketika ini? Adakah ia berkisar tentang isu domestik, impeachment ataupun pembicaraan oleh Senat berkenaan ke atas Presiden Trump dan juga siasatan dakwaan rasuah ke atas Benjamin Netanyahu? Adakah ini sebabnya kenapa plan ini diumumkan dengan begitu pantas sekali tanpa kerjasama daripada pihak Palestin sendiri?
Itu memang soalan yang agak menariklah kerana dia satu taktik untuk merubah kata, attention kepada masalah-masalah dalam negara masing-masing. Tapi kita telah dengar tentang Dealer Century ni agak lama. Mm-hmm. Kecuali bila diumumkan ini mungkin selari dengan masalah-masalah dalaman. Hanya untuk menarik perhatian. Tetapi yang pentingnya, seperti mana yang disebut oleh Muslim tadi, bahawa secara prinsipnya keputusan ini dibuat tanpa merujuk kepada orang-orang yang ada kepentingan dalam Palestin itu sendiri. Tak kisahlah sama ada mereka itu Muslim ataupun Yahudi ataupun Christians. Kerana ini bukan persoalan agama sahaja. This is not just a religious issue. It is not just a Muslim issue. It is a humanitarian issue and everybody should be concerned. So we have to be very critical towards this decision.
Apa respon setakat ini yang diterima daripada ahli mungkin Liga Ahli Parlimen tu AUKUS dan juga respon-respon daripada pemimpin lain di serata dunia, Malaysia bagaimana?
Secara setermata, semua menolak. Secara umum, daripada warga civil society dan juga NGO dan sebagainya, semuanya menolak. Secara terus. Tetapi sekarang ni, yang lebih penting bagi saya, selain daripada warga komuniti NGO dan sebagainya, kita mahu rakyat seluruh dunia untuk menolak agenda ini dan kita mahu orang yang memegang kuasa iaitu parliamentarians, MPs, legislators, orang yang membuat keputusan, ketua-ketua negara harus memberi satu isyarat yang tegas dan jelas kepada Presiden Trump bahawa rancangan ini tidak akan diterima.
Adakah tentangan tersebut, penolakan tersebut akan mendapat reaksi daripada Presiden Trump dan juga daripada Israel mungkin?
I feel if President Trump sees a real backlash from the Palestinian people, from the Arab nations and from the OIC member states and from the rest of the international community, he will take this seriously. And as my colleague Shahrul mentioned, that this deal came from two disparate leaders who have internal problems, domestic problems in the United States and in the Israeli political context as well. So such a political agenda or a political plan will not last long. So if they see real response from the international community, they won't be able to advance. Now the American administration adopts a unilateral stand on many issues, not only on the Palestinian issue, and that's why you see their foreign policy is so contradictory, and they are not making any success anywhere. Have they made success in the North Korean issue? They've not. And have they made success in their relations with Iran? They've cancelled the deal that they had with Iran. They started the extrajudicial killings, and they are doing the same in the Palestinian issue. The American administration needs to realize that in order to solve world problems, they have to come to the United Nations and to the rest of the international multilateral platforms to solve problems. Talking about peace requires the commitment of everybody. You can't achieve peace or justice by announcing one-sided plans which would not serve the interests of everybody. You are actually declaring war. So when the Palestinians heard about the plan, the deal of the century, the direct response was to go down in streets to protest this deal. The Palestinian leadership was very clear in its rejection of this deal. Both Hamas and Fatah expressed a united front, and the rest of the Arab nations have been also condemning this plan. We are hearing responses from different parliaments, from different governments. The international response will not allow this deal of the century to pass.
Okay, tapi apa yang akan berlaku selepas ini? Dan juga apa yang diinginkan akan berlaku selepas ini? Kerana saya kira Mahmud Abbas juga telah menghentikan sebarang komunikasi selepas tahun 2017 di mana berlakunya pengiktirafan ke atas Jerusalem sebagai capital of Israel. Dan kemudian melihat kepada tahun 2017 sampai sehingga pada hari ini, adakah wujud ruang untuk dialog dan juga untuk interaksi selepas daripada deal of the century ini untuk mencadangkan ini apa yang kami inginkan daripada pihak Palestin? Adakah wujud ruang tersebut dan adakah ini akan dilakukan?
I think on the Israeli side there is nobody to talk to. The Israeli leadership talks about domination, expulsion of the Palestinians, and you just look at the map of mm-hmm. the proposed state. It's a state, a funny state. Mm-hmm. There is a questionable contiguity of the Palestinian future state. We have no control over our resources. We don't have ports. We don't have access to the neighboring Arab countries. So the Israeli side does not talk peace, and that's why I believe the future will hold more escalation of the conflict between the Palestinians and Israel. The Palestinian state does not seem to materialize if this deal of the century proceeds. The Palestinians will respond with all force that they have at their disposal. And the Muslim world, the international community won't accept such a deal to pass. There was a lot of talk about the two-state solution for the last two decades and a half. Mm-hmm. The current Israeli administration, which is run by right-wing religious fanatics, it's not going to result in a Palestinian state or in two states. You look at the map, they're talking about 20 Palestinian states or even 30 Bantustans, something that we've seen in history, but not in independent state. We've seen that in apartheid South Africa. Mm. They are not giving peace any chance. They are pushing for a religious war, because when they undermine the position of Muslims and Christians over the city of Jerusalem, they're basically pushing for a religious war. And the ethnic cleansing that they are conducting through legal means, through the nation state law in Israel, is also pushing the Palestinians to fight back. That's why I believe, in order to expect or predict what will happen in the future, we have to look at how the Palestinians will respond and how the Arab and Muslim masses will interact with the development. I look now at the map of Palestine and I see a real-life apartheid. I think Israel is taking a suicidal move by moving towards this deal of the century. It is harmful on the Palestinians. Mm-hmm. There might be a lot of bloodshed. It will hurt everybody. But at the end of the day, they are pushing for an apartheid system which will end up like the South African apartheid ended.
Okey, kita akan beri berehat seketika. Selepas itu saya nak bincangkan berkenaan dengan persidangan Liga Ahli Parlimen untuk AUKUS yang akan diadakan pada Februari ini, dan juga apakah yang akan dibincangkan pada platform tersebut, dan adakah platform tersebut dilihat cukup baik dan juga ada kuasa yang besar untuk membincangkan berkenaan dengan isu Baitul Maqdis ataupun Jerusalem ini. Kita akan beri berehat seketika, kembali selepas ini. Bertemu kembali, kita membincangkan berkenaan dengan perjanjian yang diumumkan oleh Presiden Amerika Syarikat Donald Trump dan juga Perdana Menteri Israel Benjamin Netanyahu yang cuba untuk mewujudkan satu pelan damai di Asia Barat, di Palestin dan juga di Israel. Dan kita akan membincangkan berkenaan dengan penganjuran persidangan Liga Ahli Parlimen untuk AUKUS. Tapi sebelum itu saya nak bincangkan sedikit lagi berkenaan dengan apakah langkah yang boleh diambil, kerana Syarul sebenarnya tadi menyatakan bahawa tidakkan dari segi ekonomi dan dari segi politikal boleh diambil, dan juga suara Ahli Parlimen itu penting juga. Ketika ini, kenapa masih lagi tidak wujud tindakan yang begitu kuat untuk Israel, biarpun wujud banyak penindasan yang berlaku pada ketika ini? Kita faham mereka ada sokongan daripada Amerika Syarikat, tetapi tidak cukupkah kuasa penduduk Muslim di dunia ini untuk memberikan tekanan kepada Israel pada ketika ini, kerana kita tahu kuasa ekonomi kita besar. Bagaimana Syarul melihat pada perkara itu? Pernah kita pergi ke Muslim pada Syarul?
Ini adalah isu kesatuan. Kesatuan dari segi tujuan untuk melihat bahawa isu Palestin ini adalah isu yang besar. Kalau semua negara, terutama di Timur Tengah dan kemudian yang negara-negara luar, tidak melihat kepentingan ini dan tidak serasi dan hanya menjaga kepentingan masing-masing, maka isu Palestin akan terabai.
Okey. Okey.
Jadi apa yang penting sekarang ialah kita need to converge everyone to agree on a common denominator on the issue of Palestine. Mm-hmm. It is not a religious issue. It is a humanitarian issue which goes across all platforms. Mm-hmm. And that is important. Mm-hmm. If everybody is only engulfed with their own personal interests, mm-hmm. then we have a problem. Mm-hmm. Because the problem will spread. Mm-hmm. The problem will spread. From Palestine, it will spread mm-hmm. to other places as well. So we don't want this kind of thing to reoccur to other places. This is a test mm-hmm. for the international community to act.
Tapi saya nak tanyakan juga soalan-soalan yang selalu bermain di fikiran orang ramai ya, dan saya kira ini adalah satu statement yang agak general. Di manakah negara-negara Arab, kerana kita tahu jika ini berlaku, Jerusalem di mana menjadi pusat ataupun Baitul Maqdis menjadi pusat satu kawasan yang suci untuk agama Kristian, agama Yahudi dan juga agama Islam terutamanya, akan pergi ke Israel, dan juga di manakah suara-suara negara Arab, dan juga apakah yang mereka, adakah mereka masih lagi boleh bersuara dalam isu ini ataupun bagaimana?
You know, Rizal, this American proposal comes at a time where Israel enjoys a strategic advantage over all of the Arab world. In the last 10 years, we have seen how the Arab countries, after the failure of the Arab Spring, started to go into internal conflicts and intra-conflicts. We have different Arab and Muslim countries involved in the crisis in Yemen, in Libya, mm-hmm. in Iraq, in Syria, you name it. These countries are unable to protect Jerusalem by themselves. They need to work collectively. Mm-hmm. The Arab nations, the 22 members of the Arab League, as well as the rest of the members of the OIC, mm-hmm. have to come together and work together. And in order to
ada balance, peluang tersebut, ada keinginan tersebut untuk bekerjasama.
I think they should do so, and there is a chance to come together and work together. But if we don't do so, Israel will continue to enjoy the strategic advantage it okay. has over us. And in order to counter the Israeli advantage, we have to come with a comprehensive strategy. Mm-hmm. I recall last year we had a meeting with His Excellency Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir. Mm-hmm. And in this meeting, the most important point that His Excellency raised was that the Palestinians and the rest of the Muslim world have to come up with their own strategy to face this Israeli attacks. Mm-hmm. If Israel continues to attack the Palestinians and Palestinians respond without a strategy, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. The Zionist movement, as early as the 20th century, they had their own strategy. They worked with certain superpowers, and at the end of the day, their project materialized. They took over Palestine and they continue to advance their agenda and their occupation. Mm-hmm. We in Palestine and the rest of the OIC member states and the free people of the world, we have to come up with our own strategy. And here comes the importance of the League of Parliamentarians for mm-hmm, Jerusalem mm-hmm. and this upcoming conference. The platform is an important one where legislators who represent millions of people will come together and talk about how parliaments and parliamentarians can advance the cause of the Palestinians, can protect Jerusalem. This is a very important platform, and the context is important because it comes right after the American proposal for mm-hmm. the deal of the century. But we need other platforms as well, and we need to have a comprehensive collective response where governments respond, civil societies respond, members of parliament respond, NGOs, humanitarian groups and individuals respond as well.
Dan tema ataupun tunjang untuk perbincangan ini adalah melindungi Jerusalem, yes. Melindungi Baitul Maqdis.
Dengan strategi.
Apa strategi yang diinginkan?
Okay. Yeah. Dia seperti mana yang disebut Risalah Nur Muslim tadi, di atas nasihat Perdana Menteri Malaysia, mm-hmm. Tun Mahathir, tema conference kali ini adalah towards strategy for defending Al-Quds, mm-hmm. Jerusalem Palestine. Kita mahukan strategi.
Bukan hanya emosi.
Yes.
Okay.
Kita mahukan parlimentarian-parlimentarian sini memikirkan bagaimana, apakah langkah-langkah yang boleh dilakukan untuk melindungi Palestine. Dan langkah-langkah ini setelah dipersetujui, kita harapkan dia hanya bukan terhenti di situ. Dia bukan hanya conference yang sekali, tetapi adalah satu pelan perancangan yang akan dibawa balik oleh lebih daripada 300 ahli parlimen daripada seluruh dunia. Mm-hmm. Daripada South America, Africa, Europe, daripada Asia Pacific, daripada Malaysia. semuanya berbincang dan memerah kepala untuk mengeluarkan solusi-solusi yang synchronize sesama semua. Jadi kita akan lihat bahawa suara Palestin ini, suara suara dan juga rancangan strategik ini berjalan di seluruh dunia untuk menentang penindasan yang telah dimulakan oleh Trump ini dan juga yang telah berjalan daripada berkurun lamanya. Jadi penting, sangat penting.
Okey, dan kita lihat apabila kita lihat peta tersebut yang saya kira saya akan paparkan di kaca TV pada ketika ini, apabila kita lihat peta tersebut kita nampak hanya garisan-garisan dan kita tak nampak orang yang duduk dalam kawasan tersebut, kita tak nampak kesusahan yang mereka hadapi dan juga perjuangan yang mereka telah lalui selama berpuluh tahun untuk mendapatkan tanah mereka, mendapatkan maruah mereka sendiri. Mampukah persidangan ini menebus apa yang mereka inginkan, mendapatkan apa yang mereka inginkan ataupun bagaimana?
I think this conference will be a very good opportunity to voice out the concerns of the Palestinians, and Palestinian members of parliament will come to attend this conference along with MPs from across the world. This is a very good opportunity for them to voice out their feelings, their concerns, their worries, and to have some commitment from these representatives of over 50 countries towards the Palestinian struggle. Okay. So I feel confident that the MPs who will come will take action, and one of the actions is the symbolic representation of this assembly. When you have hundreds of members of parliament from across the world coming for the cause of protecting the Palestinians, expressing their solidarity with the struggle of the Palestinians, this symbolic message is important and it will reach to President Trump. But beyond the symbolism of this event, we want also material and substantial commitment. And I believe the governments and the countries involved in this conference have the capabilities to contribute towards this struggle. At the end of the day, Jerusalem is not for the Palestinians alone. Jerusalem belongs to each and every Muslim and Christian.
Apa perubahan minda telah berlaku sepanjang 10-20 tahun ini yang kita boleh pegang dan juga kita boleh lihat bahawa orang warga dunia juga akan bersimpati dengan warga Palestin, kerana sebelum ini mereka melihat satu naratif di mana ada serangan pengganas daripada kawasan Palestin kepada Israel dan Israel hanya melindungi diri mereka, tetapi kepada ketika ini wujud lebih banyak kesedaran tentang apakah perjuangan warga Palestin sendiri. Apakah yang telah berubah dalam tempoh tersebut?
I think the information technology revolution that is taking place in the third millennia has created some sort of a paradigm shift internationally. People now see before their eyes how Israel is subjecting the innocent civilians in Gaza, for instance, or in Jerusalem, to its war machine. The 2014 war on Gaza, for instance, was easily expressed all over the world through Twitter, through Facebook, although Facebook puts restrictions, but internet, social media has helped the whole world to see what is happening. Now, they don't need to rely on the CNN or any other mainstream media sources. They can go and see by themselves what is happening in Palestine. So this paradigm shift will help the Palestinians. Okay. It's a strategic advantage for the Palestinians. It's going to take time, of course. You see the apartheid in South Africa continued for decades. But it did not collapse until the majority of the international community realized that this criminal attitude towards the black South Africans has to come to an end. And at one point of time, the change of the balance of power internationally probably facilitated, with the help, of course, of the struggle of the South Africans, it facilitated the collapse of this apartheid system. The same is happening in Palestine. It's taking time. It's taking a heavy toll of sacrifices from the Palestinians, but it's happening.
Okay. Dan Syarul, terakhir sekali, Syarul, mungkin Syarul boleh berikan perincian berkenaan dengan persidangan Liga Ahli Parlimen untuk Al-Quds ini. Bila akan berlaku dan juga apakah yang akan siapakah akan hadir semua?
InsyaAllah, conference for the League of Parliamentarians for Al-Quds akan berjalan pada 8 dan 9 Februari ini. InsyaAllah, yang melibatkan lebih 40 hingga 50 negara seluruh dunia. Dari segi parliamentarians lebih kurang 300, dan dari segi speaker parlimen lebih kurang 10 hingga 15. Jadi kita mengharapkan di hari pertama, dengan mandat yang akan diberikan oleh Yang Berhormat Perdana Menteri kepada mereka, mereka akan dapat satu gambaran apakah yang perlu dibuat sepanjang konferensi ini. Dan kita harapkan selepas itu ada banyak perbincangan sama ada perbincangan luahan, brainstorming, sama ada perbincangan selari, regional discussions antara parlimentarian-parlimentarian, kerana kita bukan mahu hanya satu strategi menyeluruh, kita mahu juga strategi mengikut region,
okay,
seperti di South America, di Europe dan sebagainya, dan kita akan satukan, convergekan insya-Allah pada hari Ahad itu, dan kita akan tutupkan dengan resolution yang akan dibawa oleh parlimentarian itu ke negara masing-masing. Alhamdulillah, penglibatan juga sangat baik daripada Parlimen Malaysia juga, kerana Speaker Parlimen kita, Tan Sri Arif, menjadi patron kepada program ini, dan insyaAllah beliau juga akan menerima tetamu ini dan akan membawa mereka ke Parlimen, dan kita akan bersama-sama mereka berbincang selama 2 hari ini.
30 saat? Ya. Macam mana nak elakkan dia jadi hanya satu talk shop sahaja?
Kita ada rancangan-rancangan yang perlu dimonitor dan perlu dipastikan executionnya oleh League of Parliamentarians for Al-Quds. The ownership is League of Parliamentarians for Al-Quds. The issue is just not a Palestinian issue. The issue is not just an Arab issue. The issue is a global issue. It's a humanitarian issue. But League of Parliamentarians for Al-Quds akan drive dan akan pastikan bahawa agenda ini berjalan.
Terima kasih Syahrul Ahmad Mohd Sari daripada Pertubuhan Ikram Malaysia. Ikram, setiausaha penganjur persidangan Liga Ahli Parlimen untuk Al-Quds dan juga Muslim Imran, Pertubuhan ataupun daripada Pertubuhan Kebudayaan Palestin Malaysia, PIKOM, dan Timbalan Pengerusi Dua Jawatankuasa Penganjur Liga Ahli Parlimen untuk Al-Quds membincangkan berkenaan dengan Deal of the Century tersebut dan juga persidangan Liga Ahli Parlimen untuk Al-Quds. Teruskan bersama kami di Esra Awani ketika kami membincangkan lebih banyak lagi berkenaan dengan isu ini. Saya Rizal Zulkafli, ini Awani Global. Salam hormat.